Class 5, Subject, Social Studies, History, Topic, The Constitution of India. Children, we will now study Chapter 6 on page number 46 in the book of Social Studies called The Constitution of India. The Constitution of India is a book that spells out the fundamental law or primary rules or principles that guide the government of India on how to govern a great country, making this book the most important book of our country. So why do we need a constitution? Various points as to why we need a constitution have been mentioned on page 46 and 47 of your textbook. First point, we need a constitution as it lays down the rules and regulations according to which a country is to be governed. Second point, it states various principles and goals like every Indian is to be treated equally. Third, it defines how leaders are to be elected. An Indian citizen above 18 years must vote to choose their leaders. Fourth point, it tells us how laws should be made. Fifthly, it expresses our rights in our country and our duties towards it. Now children, when the British rule ended in India, with it ended their rules and regulations. It was time to frame our own set of rules. So, in 1946, a group of women and men formed the Constituent Assembly. The main task of this assembly was to frame a constitution of India. A constitution was prepared after a great deal of discussion. The task of writing the Constitution of India was given to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and six other members. It took them 2 years, 11 months and 7 days to frame the Constitution. It came into effect on 26th January 1950, making India a republic. Till today, we celebrate 26th January as a Republic Day every year. The nature of a constitution or the preamble, which is a short introduction, states that India is a sovereign, socialist, secular, democratic republic. So what do these terms or words mean? Sovereign. This means that India is an independent country. People of India decide what they want and no other country can interfere in our internal matters. Socialist means that people should have a share in the country's wealth. Secular means that we do not have any one official religion. People are free to follow the religion of their choice. It is the government's duty to protect all religions. Democratic republic means that a country is not ruled by a king or a queen, but is run by people who are voted to power.